From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. President Obama's second term is officially underway after a private ceremony this morning at the White House.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath of office. The Constitution requires the president take the oath before noon on January 20th. He and Roberts will repeat the process tomorrow in front of hundreds of thousands of people at the public ceremony outside the U.S. Capitol. Algerian bomb disposal teams are searching through the gas plant in the Sahara following the end of a four-day siege there. Officials say another 25 bodies have been found. It's not clear whether there were hostages or militants. As of yesterday, 23 foreign hostages were killed, but Algerian officials had expected that number to rise. NPR's Philip Reeves has more.
Algerian forces are combing through the vast gas complex for explosives and booby traps. Reports say they found guns, grenades and suicide jackets. Now the Associated Press says they found more corpses. The agency says it's been told by an unnamed security official that Algerian bomb squads have found numerous new bodies. The source reportedly said they're too badly disfigured to identify and could be either Algerian or foreign hostages. According to the Algerian Interior Ministry, 32 Islamist militants were killed during the siege, which began when they stormed the gas plant, seizing many hostages and threatening to blow up the place. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
In Afghanistan, a new report by the United Nations says torture and abuse continue to be widespread in Afghan-run detention centers. NPR's Sean Carberry reports as a result of the findings, NATO has suspended transferring detainees to some Afghan facilities.
Despite a variety of new protocols and training measures by Afghan security forces, the UN says allegations of torture increased at a number of facilities compared to the previous year. Overall, the report found that half the detainees interviewed over a one-year period provided credible evidence of ill treatment, most often physical abuse to coerce confessions. One UN official involved in the study said that there's a persistent lack of accountability for perpetrators of torture, with few investigations and no prosecutions. The Afghan government claims the level of torture in the report is exaggerated. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Military officials in Yemen say at least 8 suspected al-Qaeda militants were killed in Yemen last night in 2 drone strikes believed to have been carried out by the U.S. The attacks were in the southern part of the country, where al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is active. Western governments consider that group to be one of the most active and dangerous wings of al-Qaeda. This is NPR News. The trial of 5 men accused of the rape and murder of a woman on a bus in New Delhi last month is scheduled to begin tomorrow. It's to take place in a special fast-track court set up for this case. A 6th suspect will be tried in juvenile court. Authorities say 40 rapes have been reported in the last 2 weeks of the year after the December 16th gang rape of the 23-year-old student. Accused online pirate Kim.com has launched a new file-sharing website. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney. The new site went online a year after .com was arrested in New Zealand.
It's been exactly 1 year since U.S. authorities shut down Mega Upload, one of the world's largest file-sharing websites. New Zealand police raided the home of its founder, Kim.com, arresting him and several of his associates. But the case has slowly been falling apart in New Zealand courts as the U.S. tries to have .com extradited. Now he's launched a new file-sharing website based in New Zealand called Mega. .com's lawyer says they're satisfied that the new website is perfectly legal. It features state-of-the-art encryption so that only users know what's being uploaded. That could stop authorities from accusing the site of aiding online piracy, the key allegation in the Mega Upload case. .com claims the site's registered more than 500,000 users in its first 14 hours. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
By the end of the day, we should know which teams are going to the Super Bowl. The Atlanta Falcons are hosting the San Francisco 49ers to determine the winner of the NFC Championship. That game's getting underway right now. Later, the Baltimore Ravens will play the New England Patriots in Massachusetts for the AFC Championship. The winners will meet on February 3rd in the Super Bowl. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.